Hi everyone, today we're going to talk about a book called How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff. We're going to begin with describing the significance of this subject and why we think it should be taught in every high school. In my opinion, I think it's one of the most broad and interesting subject ever because it helps us analyze like what is happening in the world around us and things like weather forecast or medical studies and pretty much everything around us. Has something to do with statistics, and I think students in high school, they should have an option between choosing statistics or calculus, because not everyone wants to go into a medical field or a STEM field.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like statistics is that kind of math that like helps us like interpret the world around us, instead of like, for example, calculus, just like, you know, I don't know. There are different maths. I wouldn't say one is better than the other or we need one more than the other, but statistics is definitely something that every student should definitely learn. I think what you're saying is, like, statistics is more of something we need in, like, our daily lives to make better decisions, and that's what the whole book is about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, making better decisions, interpreting what we hear and what we see in better ways.
Yeah, one of the main reasons why I enjoyed this book is because the author, he really focuses on the facts and figures that we see every day and pretty much everywhere. And like, he goes from problems that happen during study collection, and even the presentation of data, like, it's like he's done a great job.
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting things he talked about is like how we interpret like averages, and like average is a word like we hear everywhere, like, you know, in political debates and commercials and like newspapers, literally like everywhere, and we just don't stop to think about what actually average means, because like when you take statistics class, there are like literally like three types of averages. Mm-hmm. Right, it's either the mean, the median, or the mode, and they give you different types of information, and like, you know, when somebody says average of something, doesn't necessarily mean that they're giving us the information that we actually need to know in order for us to make a decision about that particular thing.
One thing that I noticed is that I think the book was written in 50s or 60s because there are some outdated examples. But the way the author wrote the book, you can like make a solid conclusion and understand what he's trying to say. I think all these surveys, they don't really tell you everything, because like if you go on a website, like soccer website, and if you see a poll and they say like who's gonna win the championship or who's gonna win the World Cup, I think there's always a bias in that too, because people who only have the access of internet, only they can do the polling and like vote. Not everyone has the access to internet, so like there's the bias there too. And also, there's one thing that, example, that an average American brushes their teeth twice a day. So it makes me wonder, like, how that's true, and how can you trust the sources, and vice versa.
I feel like, well, yeah, I guess I got that out of it, too, but I feel like what I got more out of the book and also out of statistics class is learn how to question the world around you. You know, it's like, I feel like one of the things that statistics definitely teaches you is like questioning things and not really believing everything you hear or see unless you have all of the pieces you need.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I would recommend this book to pretty much everyone, because like it has so much information in it and it's so useful. And I think in today's world, like everyone has access to internet. And they can like find this book online, and they can benefit from this and know what stats is all about.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think you don't need to be in statistics class in order to read this book.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he uses pretty simple language, and he, even though he uses words that are like math words that are used in just in stats, but he also like explains those words, so anyone can pretty much understand it.
Yeah, that's true.